Magdalena Goronic was born on July the 19th, 1835, of the poor farming parents Anna and Joseph Goronic, and she was the third of seven children. She was baptized that same day in the local church of Mary of the Snows in Gora, Slovenia. In her childhood years, Magdalena was a completely typical farm girl. She helped her parents with chores, and like the company of her peers, they played, worked, and also prayed together. She often taught them Christian lessons, which she liked to attend. She was a lively and bright girl, with blue eyes and a weak constitution, straightforward and gentle. She was friendly and loving towards others. She used free time most often for prayer or for listening to spiritual discussions. She cultivated a special love for Jesus in the Most Holy Sacrament. However, her childhood piety was hidden from others. At 11 years old, in the spring of 1847, she was sent off by her mother to pick weeds for the pigs. On the way to the field, Magdalena experienced her first encounter with a heavenly lady. She appeared to Magdalena as a farm woman and asked Magdalena to whom she will offer her work and if she loved Jesus. Magdalena did not recognize the woman. The woman then introduced herself as the mother of Jesus and the mother of all people. The intention of her appearance was to invite Magdalena to give thanks to God for all that is good, to offer every task to Him, and also to love still more fervently her son Jesus. The apparition reached very deeply into Magdalena's heart, and from that time, Magdalena prayed still more and attentively prepared to receive First Holy Communion. In 1847, Magdalena received First Holy Communion. With this, God enkindled such a burning love in her heart that her physical strength diminished. After some months, her health became so much worse that she could not get up from her bed. Her legs became paralyzed, and she endured terrible abdominal pain and was not able to eat, and no medicine helped her. The illness intensified and pain became increasingly severe until August of 1848, but just a few days later, with another vision of the Mother of God, Magdalena recovered. The woman appealed to Magdalena to bear her suffering patiently and offer it to God, and while doing this, meditate on Jesus and his suffering. She also told Magdalena to firmly trust in Jesus, that from him she would receive all, including food, for her earthly life. Some days after the vision of the woman and the first ecstasy, a different life began for Magdalena. Her life mission began to experience Christ's suffering in body and soul, with the intention of making reparation for the sins of others and to admonish people to convert to God. She also spoke about God's chastisement if conversion did not take place. Further confirmation was her statements on the primary goal of our earthly life, the redemption of each individual, and with this, the vision of and glorification of God. For this mission, God bestowed upon her remarkable spiritual gifts and mystical phenomena. With these gifts, God demonstrated the authenticity of Magdalena's admonitions and invited them to return to Him. The content of Magdalena's visions was very diverse. It corresponded to the seasons of the church year. Magdalena had visions of all her life, including the day before her death. In the visions, she saw and spoke to angels, the Virgin Mary, the Blessed Trinity, and some of the saints. The angels frequently gave Magdalena various instructions, especially those dealing with the veneration of Mary and worship of God, and they often wept over non-believers. The Virgin Mary spoke to her many times about humility, obedience, and the necessity of imploring the Holy Spirit for enlightenment and for courage in bearing suffering with joy and patience. Magdalena frequently saw Mary as the imploring intercessor with her own Son for mankind, very frequently, particularly on Fridays and during Lent. Magdalena was present through visions at Jesus' suffering, particularly in the visions during Lent. She was present at and fully participating in Jesus' Last Supper, as well as present at his suffering and death. At Easter, she witnessed Jesus' resurrection and later also his ascension into heaven. When she was at home, she often attended Holy Mass at the local church by way of a vision. She even received mystical communion, and it was something particularly special. She received it only during ecstasy. Jesus himself would give it to her, or saints who had been priests. Magdalena received the marks of Jesus' wounds as a 13-year-old girl. She bore visible wounds on the hands, feet, and side for 7 years, after which only the wound on the side remained open to the end of her life. However, when she beheld the crown of thorns or other suffering of the Savior in a vision, the wounds of the thorns would open up on her forehead, blood would run down her face in streams. In addition, during Holy Week, when she accompanied Jesus in his suffering, wounds of his scourging would also open over her body to the point that blood drenched all over her clothes. The stigmata caused her very great suffering, but Magdalena never complained about the pain. She completely submitted to God's will and offered this suffering to him. While in ecstasy, Magdalena understood and spoke in languages that she had never studied or heard before. She had command of Greek, Chaldean, Hebrew, and others. Magdalena also had the gift of reading souls. She knew the intentions with which a person visited her, or if requested, she opened to him the internal state of his soul. Upon their request, she revealed to many priests their internal state. On February the 23rd, 1896, the first Sunday of Lent, Magdalena passed away at 60 years of age from what was thought to be tuberculosis. Magdalena Gornik, pray for us.